Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Hi, Nicole. Yeah, let me give you that. It is 2511. Let me clarify myself. 0201.
I have
this.
Would you like
some water for your
okay. 0001. 6111. 6111. Okay, let me just pull up your file real quick. Okay, is this Tempe Tabernacle?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
and Ricardo.
And I'm speaking with Ricardo. Ricardo, are you the 100% owner over there?
Yeah, actually, that's what I was calling about to inquire, is that we are a church, but we are a non-profit organization. And so, you know, all our status is based on offerings and tithes, you know, that kind of thing, because it's a church.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all unsolicited free will offerings.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, do you have the same offer for churches? Did you send it to me by mistake?
Let me see. Well, we sent based off of a UCC file, and we have, it looks like a previous filing with MidFirst Bank in 2015. Does that ring a bell to you?
As far as yourself, I'm sorry.
MidFirst is
the bank who we have the mortgage through.
Okay. So yeah, we send the our approvals are based off your borrowing history that you have, like previous borrowing history. So that's where that came from.
Okay. So which kind of leads me back to, is this offer also extend to churches? Because
Or it's a
nonprofit, you know.
I do believe so. I would have to double check with that. What are you looking at doing?
Well, it's a loan. So we need to probably do quite an extensive amount of remodeling, if it's possible. The parking lot, all those kind of things. Really it's trying to see what we can maximize as far as a loan as well.
Okay. And how much would you guys be looking at needing for all of that?
It just really depends on, you know, if you say $100, we can make use of $100. If you say $200,000, we can make use of $200,000. So if you would see the building that we purchased, it was a facade. It needs so much work, you almost wouldn't believe it. But anyway, so
one of those fixer-uppers, huh?
Oh yeah, to say the least, it's really a tough situation. But it's in an awesome location. It's right on Dobson, University. So it's a very, and we're zoned for both commercial and residential. So, it's just a real prime spot, and they're building one of those large, service stations, QTs or whatever, right across the street. They just finished the Cubs Stadium down the street. So, there's quite a bit going on. Bass Pro Shop is down the street as well as all these malls and things.
Oh, okay. So right in the prime area, huh?
It is, and the Tran just got finished, so the I don't know if it's Phoenix Tran, but you know, it runs all the way from downtown Phoenix all the way across the valley to Apache Junction. So
okay. So you would just be looking at whatever you guys can get at this point.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And this is for all remodels of it?
Most of it would be the remodel. I'm trying to think if that would be really the extent of it, because we don't have any debt. You know,
mm-hmm.
outside of the mortgage itself, we don't have any, you know, we don't need vehicles, we don't need, you know, church van or anything like that. It'd just be really remodeling and updating and fixing things. The plumbing's a problem, it's underground, it's leaking, and, you know, just that kind of thing.
Okay. What kind of, I know you've mentioned briefly, like right now, the plumbing, and I think you said a parking lot. What other kind of remodels would there be?
Really structural. The trusses probably aren't as secure as they should be. I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to be coming down, but, you know, the previous owners, what they did is they spliced support beams together rather than, you know, purchasing one long beam across the surface. They just kind of spliced them together. I mean, it's fine. It'll pass code, but it'll only pass code because it's existing. You couldn't get away with doing that now.
Oh, okay. It's
a new building, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, stuff like that, some walls have cracks. We need to, you know, resecure. Electrical is an issue. We got to rewrite. It's the same electrical, I believe, from the 60s. It's just there's a lot that needs to be addressed.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our working capital here is primarily based on your cash flow. So what, I know you said it's, you know, nonprofit and donations. What is the, what would be the overall cash flow of the business look like, at least month to month?
Month to month, it really depends because we get a lot of winter visitors. Mm-hmm. And so, like, in the winter times, it could be somewhere around 7,000 to 10,000. Summertime in Arizona, you could probably looking around 4,000 to 6,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because for a working capital, we usually require a minimum of at least 10,000 a month in deposits to go forward with that.
Yeah. So, when you say 10,000, is that how much are you looking at profit? You know what I'm saying, because If someone's depositing $10,000, but they have $9,000 in expenses,
we're looking at $10,000 as deposits. So what's just coming in at this point? Not so much the overall. We're looking at like the gross sales.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. So again, it's kind of a donation status. That's why I'm asking. I don't want to waste your time or my time as well.
Yeah. What I can do is I can go ahead and talk to one of the underwriters just to see what they would say, what they would think. And I can go ahead and I can give you an email or a call back if that works, if it's even something we would be able to go forward with. What's a good email for you?
It is, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's T_@Tempe. _T. So those are all T as in Tom.
Okay, T_Tempe_T.
Yeah, and then com? At frontiernet.net.
Frontiernet?
.net.
.net. Okay, so I will go ahead and I'll see if, you know, if they even think it would be something we can go forward with, and I can go ahead and email you and go from there.
Okay. So just to double check, it's T_Tempe. T-E-M-P-E _T at frontiernet.net.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, thanks, Ricardo.
All right. Bye. Okay, thank you so much. Bye.